The Traveler's Journal, April 8th. Searching for Rome in Lincoln. Although the Roman Empire deposited a rich architectural heritage in England, few actual structures have survived the more than 1,500 years of history since the empire fell. In fact, in all of England, only one Roman archway still spans a working roadway. Newport Arch, a gate through the old city wall of Lincoln, now squats over a single lane of pavement. That's because it sits 7 feet deeper in the soil than when Roman masons fitted its honey-colored stones together nearly 2,000 years ago. Lincoln has literally grown up around it since then. Another Roman gate sits in a house-size excavation. Brick-lined holes along Bale Gate, a main street of Lincoln, encase the columns of a Roman forum and temple. The garrison that Rome established on the East Britannia, 100 miles north of London, grew into a lively medieval market town. When William the Conqueror ordered a castle be built there, workers simply heaped dirt over the Roman ruins and erected walls on the mound they'd created. Lincoln Castle has kept one of four copies of the Magna Carta safe for more than 700 years. Lincoln's cathedral, which dwarfs the tile-roofed Tudor and Georgian houses around it, is regarded as England's finest. Often overlooked by Anglophiles drawn to York and Nottingham, its more sophisticated neighbors, Lincoln has the charm of a real working city rather than a tourist magnet. But for appreciative visitors, Lincoln is a true diamond, neither rough nor polished, more the industrial variety. For more information, visit our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.